This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 26. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 10. It says there, "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you." End of quote. Max Lucado wrote in one of his books, "The question is not will God keep his promises, but will we build our lives upon them?" God gave thousands and thousands of his divine promises in the pages of the Bible. God has promises in the Bible for every problem you would ever face when you live on this planet Earth. Besides, God also gave case studies of those who built their lives on his promises and finished the life's race well in Hebrews chapter 11. However, the sad truth is many people choose to doubt, fear, and anxiety over hope and assurance in the great promises of God. What would you choose? Did you notice there is an abrupt change in the mood and tune in chapter 54 when we compare to the previous chapter of Isaiah 53? The man of sorrows, the servant of the Lord, the promised seed of the woman, the long-awaited seed promise of God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through whom all the families of the world would be blessed. The Son of Man of Daniel, the Son of God of Isaiah, Jesus Christ, was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. You see, the chastisement of our peace fell on Jesus. The Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all. By his wounds we are healed. Out of the triumphant victory of the servant of the Lord, the Messiah, Jesus, comes the unfailing love and the unshaken peace of God that surpasses all human understanding. You see, in the land of Israel, mountains and hills are plenty. God teaches an eternal lesson from this earth. The visible hills and mountains are less likely to be removed or replaced. However, even if they would be removed, God's unfailing love toward you would never be shaken or removed. Hesed is used here in the original language for unfailing love. It pictures an everlasting, enduring, never-ending loving kindness of God. The Lord who has kindness and compassion on you promised it. God's love is always mingled or mixed with his kindness. It is called loving kindness. Dearly beloved, the faith warriors of the old built their life on the solid rock of the promises of God. God asks you today to make your life with the pillar beams of his unshakable promises. You can read their short life accounts in Hebrews chapter 11. They were all commended for their faith. They all entered their life here on this earth in different ways, some decently and some shamefully, because of their firm stand in God's promises. However, none of them received the entire promises of God in their lifetime. Bible is God's letter to us that is filled with the divine promises and encouragements until we get to the sweet home in heaven with him. They received partial promises as God promised in their lifetime. You will enjoy the entire promises of God along with them shortly when you close your eyes here in death or at the time of the rapture of Christ, whichever comes first. However, now life is a race to be run in perseverance with our eyes focused, fixed on Jesus. He is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. The reason Jesus endured the shameful and painful cross was because of the joy set before him. My friend, the joy set before him, through all the indescribable mental and physical agony of the ridicule and cross, was you. Hebrews chapter 12. The one who called everything into existence from nothing, by his powerful word, stood there in front of Pontius Pilate, silent like a sheep in front of the shearers. You see, he was rescuing you from the power of darkness and devil by his divine and sinless blood. He paid the ransom for your forgiveness and deliverance. Jesus Christ sat down victoriously at the right hand of God the Father. It is a completed task now. Now with compassion and loving kindness, God the Father is calling you to come and accept his Son, Jesus Christ, who finished the salvation work for you. God's unfailing love and covenant of peace to you begins at the point of your acceptance of his offer. God promises eternal life in heaven with him if you come to Jesus. Our today's Bible insight says, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed from you. Dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to build my life on the unshakable and everlasting promises you made. Thank you that you promised your unfailing love and enduring covenant of peace to me. Lord, I come to Jesus, who died and rose again for all of my sins and shortcomings. I accept him as my Savior and Lord. Father, I claim and believe all your promises in the Bible. Bless me as I lean on your promises. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.